for example, for a melon with a, it's like a round sort of soup, and it makes round balls and things like that. That is not included in the ISO. Yeah, it has to be a meaningful shape, which is not a pocket. A simple shape, which is just very, very simple. It's not meant to be anything. Like I say, when you cut a piece of cake, whenever you cut food, you're making a shape. Yeah? You cut a piece of meat, it's a square or something, you make a shape. But nicely, that's not a problem. So a simple shape is not problematic. A meaningful shape is. So a person takes a serviette, for example, and he shapes it into a boot. It's meant to be a nice thing. That would be a problem. All these things which are meaningful, a person make it that way, that a person will have to do. I have to correct myself on one thing I said last week, let's check it up today. And you're right, sometimes, this thing, the marshal, I said to you, the marshal, this person wants to make a cream cake. So the marshal, he takes some cream and he makes a little circle, a ball, and he puts it on the cake. I thought that would be problematic. Imagine it's not, it's the same thing. It's a mean, it doesn't mean anything really, and therefore that sort of shape is important to make. Okay, that's more or less what we said last week. That's more or less what we said. Let's move on to this week's very interesting topic. And that is the halachas of signing for deliveries, actually. I must tell you, a few months ago, someone told me actually, he says he has a very special guest for Shabbos lunch. So he told me he's ordered from Amazon a very expensive bottle of whiskey to come Friday afternoon. And what happened was, of course, he missed the delivery on Friday afternoon, there was no one there. So there was a note through the door, no one was in. Of course, Shabbos morning, they're in the middle of their suda, in the middle of their meals, knock on the door. There's a young guy outside, delivery from Amazon. So the person says, thank you very much, said, well, it's a bottle of whiskey. He said, yes, it is. He said, I'm very sorry, I can't take it. So the non-Jews, the delivery boy said there, because they know all about your religion, says, no problem, he said, I'm happy to open, I'm hoping first with a sign for you. Open the box and open the bottle of whiskey. He didn't say drink the whiskey, but he said, I'm happy to do all those things for you. So this person told me he wasn't sure about it, and he actually sent him away, actually. He said to me, didn't even take it, so he sent him away. Interestingly, actually, sent him away. Really, all those questions which we're going to see, they might be interesting questions, we have to see if there's a problem. Sure. What could be an issue, huh?
Yeah, it's fine. I can do it.
What could be an issue? What could be a problem there?
I can just sit on the floor.
What?
I can just jump it on the floor.
He's got the other sign for it.
He can sign himself.
He's doing it for you.
What could be an issue? None of the problems he's actually mentioned could be It could be it's a problem that this bottle has come out of the home. Even though it's unlikely because the delivery boy came on Friday, really, yeah? So he probably had it in his van, whatever it was.
Especially for you, really.
It's not for you, he's got a delivery to do. He's talking on Friday. He's got a special one to do. He could do it on Sunday, but he's happy to do it now. Let's get out of the way, really, I suppose. So he's doing it for himself. So, what's the question? The question is there, I said, let's talk about the signing. So, this is the same shadow you get with post, for example. You get a special delivery on Shabbos. The postman comes and he says, Lemaisa, he's got a delivery for you, but you need to sign. So, you're not asking him, obviously. Can you ask the manager to sign for you?
He's doing it for you. You're asking him to do Melacha for you.
Are you allowed to ask to sign for you?
You do, yes.
What?
You can't.
You can't ask about the Melacha for Shabbos. You mustn't ask him to do Melacha for Shabbos.
If he says to you, can I sign for you,
can you say yes?
Is he doing it for you or for himself?
He gives you the pet deck, he's not picking up himself, he's not him.
If he says to you, should I sign for you, can you say yes to him?
You say, I can't sign.
No, you've got to sign.
You say yes.
I can't sign.
You tell him it will be helpful. It will save me a job. You can tell him. Yeah. Don't take it over me. And the fact that he's signing the chayot is not a problem because he's doing that for himself. Because he doesn't want to come back again the second time.
He's not going to come back.
He will.
Not on the Royal Mail.
First of all, you can ask them.
Royal Mail,
you can ask them and they'll deliver if you want.
He does that straight anyway. It's not the problem, is it?
It's a shrub. He doesn't want to show me a bottle of whiskey or whatever it is.
No, Royal Mail, don't.
Or Royal Mail, whatever. You know, okay, maybe it's a little bit current, maybe not. But it's not a hassle. He's got to bring it again and we'll see you're in. So I'm sure for him it's more convenient. It's all sorted out now. So the chayyur, if he says he wants to sign and take it, the chayyur, that should be okay.
Yeah,
that should be okay. You mustn't say yes to him. That is okay. Yeah, so that the chayyur will be alright. The ma'aser also the gear is actually when a person goes for example to hospital, I want it's long, and often they say there has to be an operation done on Shabbos, So often they'll say that I'm not doing the operation unless the person signs. And this is signing for surfing. Now obviously, the Picot and Nefesh are shadow, right? Of course you have to do it. No shadow. You're the Picot and Nefesh. The question is, first of all, there's an interesting clause which have to clarify this. That even though Picot and Nefesh is doing the shadow, obviously, there's no question about it. If one could avoid doing it, one should avoid doing it. We asked this question when we started with this coaster. Remember the story,
the
lovely story with a check. I told you this story, I'll just clarify it tonight actually, it's interesting. There was a person, I'll just clarify the story because I didn't get the answer, and this time I got the answer. The question was, the question was, the story next to saw went around like this. There was a person next to saw them, a family whose child was ill on Shabbos, they had a stomach pain. Severe pain in the stomach. They went around to a few people to ask them what to do. And people said, look, it could be serious. And what happens is we know there's a doctor around the corner who's not religious, but he's a big expert in the stomach problems. It's connected around to him. So they went around to him, knocked on his door. He wasn't religious at all. He took them in and he asked a few questions. And then he said to this person, this Avrich, he said, right, this is a serious condition. You have to get him some medicine straight away. But, he said to him, I'm only going to issue the prescription out if you pay me now. And he said, I need a check from you right away now, otherwise I don't give you any prescription. So the guy says, well, is it Picot and Nefesh? Is it dangerous life or don't? He said, yes, definitely, you have to do it straight away. So he said, okay, I'll get a check. So he went to get a check, book, came back, and the guy said to him, right, it's 500 check. Okay, so he wrote him out a check, he gave it over to the doctor, the doctor wrote a prescription, and that was it, they went to get the medicine. On Motzei Shabbos, this doctor knocked on his door, very angry, he said, I don't know what's going on with you lot, he says to him. I said, what do you mean? He said, look, I know you can't afford much money, but you've written on a check, a 1,000 check. I told you 500 shekel. Why have you written on a check 1,000 shekel? Unbelievable thing. So the guy said, I tell you the truth, you're quite right. He said, I made a calculation like this. To write 500 shekel on Shabbos is chomesh meir shekel. That's three words. If I write 1,000 shekel, it's elef shekel. It's only two words. So I wanted to minimize the writing, so I wrote just elef shekel rather than chomesh meir shekel. Now it's a nice story. And the question is one obligated to do it? So I clarify this tonight, and I said one is. Because in Chil Shabbos, I mean, he must drive himself a sugar with this, obviously. If Chas Shabbos is an emergency going on, then he must start doing all things with it, have more weight, locking lights and things, and driving a funny way. If it's Sakonos of Horus, there's a mitzvah gedolah to be as quick as possible. We're talking about, obviously, where seconds are not crucial. Obviously, you've got a bit of time to play around, wash in this case, I mean, it's got a bit of time, it's not going to get the medicine straight away, and, you know, it's got a bit of time. In such a case there, then the person has got an obligation to be mashada, to make a deviation if one can, and slow down what one can, not do the issa that one has to do. So in this case there, one has to do it. Who I did, one has to sign in the hospital. If one can avoid signing, that means someone told me today, yesterday actually someone said to me, each two stories I'll tell you, I'll say this over to people. One person said to me, for example, that you can do it orally. Sometimes they allow you to have two witnesses who listen to you say that you don't mind them doing it. Mm-hmm. Now, that way stops writing. That's definitely a big mind if one can do that.
Yeah.
Or someone said to me, I don't know if it's right with him, he said, why can't you just do a squiggle? They don't know which signature is.
Yeah, but it's not a solution.
That's good.
Yeah, well, so that's definitely true. If one can't get out of that, then the next best thing obviously to do is to write with a shin. One should write with his left hand if one can. That way one's deviating from the melacha. That's definitely a good thing to do.
That they work for Pukhanus.
Okay. Yeah, but you can't do an issa to the rice. A writing, kelachayyad, for someone who's in chole kolakuch.
It's
muksa, is a het of kelachayyad, but muksa, for moving muksa, you can move it indirectly. But writing is not allowed to be done indirectly if the person is not vital to save his life. Even Sakhov's Eman, I'm not sure if you're going to do this, but the Sakhov's Eman is not. But the Meister, chole kolakuch, someone's confined to bed, he's not seriously ill, I mean, he's uncomfortable, he's in bed, that's zichon lechetza to do what you call it. When the other someone told a story, he said to me, you know, someone went to hospital with a silver story like this, and they said to him, you've got to sign on the dotted line if you want the operation to take place. He said, is it an emergency? Definitely, he said to him. So he signed. And I said, the operation done not shots on me. You know, no, actually, you can't do what? He asked them at the time, that's what he thought was right. That's what he did. But, you know, sometimes what they call an emergency, they do almost need to
write it. If you want to sign for Motzei Shabbos,
what?
If you want to sign for Motzei Shabbos, you would put on the list of Sunday now.
I don't know if that's a headline.
Huh?
I don't know if that's a headline.
I'm saying he doesn't know when they're going to do it.
Yeah, and now emergency dawn means you're going to do it straight away. Emergency dawn means you're going to do it straight away.
Is it? No, if you get other people coming in, other emergency.
Maybe it's possible. It's impossible. Yeah, possible. But I'm just saying, I still know. So always wants to weigh up. I'm saying, well, how do I was on man? I mean, if I've gone this long, it's a danger to life. And one doesn't ask any question whatsoever. His mum is wrong, this actually. People are, I know, I once heard from a Rob, he was saying he was very upset. On Friday night, someone came along to ask him, Shiloh, there's someone very ill in the house, the cost of foshes. He was allowed to ask him, can you remember how the shop is? I said, how does someone come along to a roll to ask me a question? If someone's in the house, calls the question, ask a question, just from how the shop is, couldn't understand it. So one has to be careful. I can't go over the top. We're talking about a case of where, well, it's not a serious situation, but one's got time to play with. He's in the hospital already. It's not much crucial. In fact, someone just told me now, I was speaking to someone today, he said to me his wife had to have an emergency operation cesarean. She was in labour, and she had a cesarean. So after, you have to sign a form. I said, there's no form signed. So nicely, do it sometime without signing forward. If it has to be done, it'll be done.
Yeah.
But well, I can't play around with this. Well, if they say they're not doing it unless you sign the form, and you can't convince them to do it, you can't do it orally, and you can't, then the next option, the next best option is to do a kalachiyat. So a left hand, a right hand person with a left hand, a left hand person with a right hand. Now, a dexterous person, he's got a real problem. Someone can write with both hands, he's got a problem. So he should write with a shimmy. He writes like this, really. Puts the hand, puts his. No, sorry, that's how you normally write. You don't write this. So what you should do is put the hand like this and turn his hand like this and write like this. You're writing it backwards. You put the pen, the back of your hand is facing the paper. It's not normally writing. Yeah, so that's called a shiver. Any shiver that person makes, that's good enough. So that's
that doctor was a Chiloni who wasn't religious. Was it worse to ask him to write the check in? Here's a check, write it out, find the check in. He's writing out the prescription. I mean, anyway, he writes out. Is it better for you to do?
It's better.
Do two letters?
It's what you're supposed to do.
No, it's a mixture. You can't give a mixture to a Jew to write out a thing. But
he's saying you won't do it unless what you call unless you write. It's wrong. Someone's going to write.
Could you say to him, okay, here's the chair, write it.
Yeah, not sure. My sense, be careful. I mean, the question is why couldn't just sign his name on it?
Let's say sign then, give him a check empty. Fill out the Shabbos, I trust you to fill out the
Shabbos. Give him the check empty, really. I mean, if you think about it, really, this guy was a very clever guy for writing that 1,000 shekel. But the Chora, it would be better to leave the check empty.
Give him a check empty, he should write out the Shabbos.
Yeah, so that would be the Chora the best thing, I mean.
You don't trust the doctor, you won't write a million shekel on it.
What?
You don't trust the doctor, you won't write a million shekel on it.
You have to know if that's a heter. I shouldn't be faced with surgery, you have to know if that's an allowance.
It's going to be trust. I asked him when we started off with this question,
we left this question of like, are you going to do it? Tonight I asked Rob this one question, I want to know, I said, is one going to do it? He said, L'chur it is, because L'chur it's T'chur, it's not control. And since it's T'chur, L'chur it wants to minimize the Yisrael, I also thought that. But he said, to be L'chur it's a chiv. Yeah, it's an interesting point, this, but L'chur, that's what comes out. It's T'chur, the whole thing's pushed off. And therefore, that one has to do it, and if one can avoid doing it, one should not do it.
How much? I mean,
sorry?
If the red check, how 100
gets red, 1,000,
I mean,
whether
it's good. What 1,100?
1,100 is 1,100. It's also four letters. It's the same.
That's right, 2,000. How far is it good?
How far is it good?
What, if you write 1,100, you write elephant male.
Yeah.
If you write 2,000, you say it's two words. You mean
in English,
you talk
about English now.
You talk about English?
Yeah.
So what, one third?
After how much are you...
Everything. Why are you saying? Why are you writing
everything? Whatever it will be, how much do you have to give to know there's not to be over? How much money do you have to waste? Do you have to
say writing more.
In order to save yourself? £1,000,000? 100,000? What's the goal? I'm just asking you.
What's the
Moshe's example. He's asking, what's the gvul of anything? What's the gvul? 500 to 1,000 shekels. Is it 1,000 shekels to 10,000 shekels? What's the gvul?
So stop killing Shabbos.
If you give him an open check, you fill out after Shabbos and do what you want. It could be a million shekels, you may write it out. Is that the gvul? That's what he's asking.
Possibly. I don't know. I don't see why it should make a difference. Kill Shabbos, none of the money makes a difference. Yeah, I don't know.
Up to 1,000,000, that's it.
Yeah, I'd love to share. Yeah, be careful.
£1,000
Right, the other thing also interesting is a few other things I'm like. One is about walking in snow on Shabbos or in mud, and your shoes leave an impression. That means they've got a mark on the shoes, it makes a nice pattern on the snow as you're walking. So, the nice and the positive of that motto, the reason, what? Even though it's stationary, you know what's going to happen. That means you know as you walk, you look right behind you, you see a nice footprint with a nice pattern. So that's a bit worse, really, because there, right, it's not Dorshem is coming, but here you know it's going to happen. It's inevitable that it's going to make it happen. Even so, the positive, here you're not interested in it at all. No one's interested in making it happen. I must say, there's an interesting shayla they have, mine based on this actually. Let me just say that the answer was that it's a dog, it's a sick ratio, it's inevitable, but he doesn't want it. And it's kabachayam, it's not the normal way of writing. That puts butter, and it's not going to last very long. So you're laughing. In the winter, maybe 1 year ago, 2 years ago, it was snowing, and a person got out of his house and he realised that one of his neighbours was away for Shabbos. And he was worried about an oven. So he decided what he wants to do is he wants to walk into his footpath, make nice footprints on the footpath in order that people think he's there. Now that's l'chore much worse, because there he's doing it with intention. He's doing it with intention that people know he's gone there.
Instant shame.
Now, he wanted to do it. He did a kavana that the person should, people should think that the person's there. That l'chore is much worse. Nor that a person walks. He's not interested at all in the paths that are made. And therefore, that's not a problem when the person has got no restrictions at all in walking like
that.
You shouldn't do it with Kavanah.
In this case, it's about the nature.
You shouldn't do it with Kavanah. Should also do. That means if a person walks inside himself and wants to make a nice pattern in his front garden, that's also to do with Kavanah. Yeah. That's what Moshe is. Also, so who I did go into someone else's house, and he's doing it to make a nice pattern. He wants to make it that people see a nice footprint there, but they can see that someone's got to make
walk stuck in your feet, there's no problem.
What?
You
can drag it, that's true. You can drag it away without making a pattern, that's what it's meant to do. That's okay. Let's just make a quick stick of what we learned. So we spoke about, first example, we spoke about registering in the hospital. The person has to sign. So if it's a constant forger, it's one is imminent, everything has to be done quickly. You sign like normal without any differences whatsoever, no shimmering at all. You don't make any changes. If it's not imminent, you've got a bit of time. So you can ask them rather that you say oral, can you take a verbal consent in front of two witnesses, they should do that. If they won't agree, then the best thing to do is to write with a shimmer. I should write with his left hand, or someone whose left hand should write with his right hand. Someone's going to be next to should write backwards. That's the thing. Who I think with a postman who comes, to a that's a bit worse, you've got no hand to write this all yourself, but the postman offers himself the services to write. You shouldn't tell him yes, because that's like a symbol. What you should tell him is it would be a benefit to me. And he signs, that's good to do, then there's no problem at all. And then we spoke about, for example, walking in snow, and now we make patterns. So the chayra, if you're not interested in the patterns, that's mutter, it's le nichele, it's kalachayat, it's not shakayoma, it's two drabons, that's what it's supposed to do. Okay,
this guy bought whiskey for a fellow and he offered it for him. The fellow wasn't allowed to do it because he was offering it. He was doing it for him, you know. The
fellow who bought the whiskey from Amazon and he was going to open it and everything and be able to.